Naughty Safton. We must not forget about broken schools that we have been to. We did not graduate. The school was fake, and so was the graduation. Humanity is being held back by children raised in a different time and taught in schools so broken as to be effectively fake. And it will be the ideas that are dear to you that you will strongly stand for in the future. This is why you need knowledge and wisdom and greatness. You must not continue repeating mistakes that have been made before. Our inability to notice slow, complex changes may make it seem like things are just fine. But poverty, mass incarceration, fake education, and of privacy is a call for urgent repairs. The systems we have built are like computer programs, and like computer programs, they can become full of spaghetti code. These programs must not interfere with humanity's progress, as that can only needlessly prolong suffering. If all we do is wait for politicians to pass, their lesser versions will step in and do much the same, or worse. We have to build free and open schools, independent of the nations that they serve in. A school cannot, must not, charge money, nor does it require teachers when programmed correctly. We get easily confused from fake education, mostly. We don't need student loan forgiveness. All students, including those who have long graduated, need a refund. And they still need a real education. And not just an education aimed at making money, but an education that will help them become great beings and guard our achievements and the pace of our progress. Relying on poverty to motivate the world will only lead to desperation and resulting devastation. We need independent schools, schools created by former students. Like computer programs, there are many sides to a thing. A school need not come from the state or government or nation. Indeed, it is best built by the students that know what needs to be repaired. And all things have a root somewhere. The thing that holds the world back has its roots in fake education. Nobody wants to teach for real, and certainly nobody wants to teach for free. Seeing that children do not complain about fake education because they don't know what real education actually looks like is a call to action, not a call to resignation. Let us take to another side of education. Let us, the former students, build a school that would have worked for us when we were younger. Let us not abandon the children of today to the education that we know is ineffective because we don't use anything that we learned back then. The idea of leaving it up to the teacher to regurgitate some preset problem and solution that fits a standardized curriculum so lacking in structure that it seems to have been made for the purpose of rote memorization is a bad idea, as it only lines the pockets of the aging man who sold the world. A school is a library of all our inventions, along with multiple well-defined and properly named ways of revealing their underlying mechanics, a catalog of ways of explaining things. Be it with the use of analogies, stories, infographics, interactive simulations and laboratories, or video and animation. It does not just teach arithmetic or calculus, but the underlying mechanics necessary to make best use of it throughout one's life. That is what a school is meant to be. This is not a project that any one nation can create. It will take all of us. And this is not a school that can be governed. It must only be a system of paths to use. Let all the other paths lay exposed for all to see. The paths taken are up to the student, and the paths more traveled by will be the most enabling and beautiful. And paths must lead away from poverty and towards independence, enabling students with knowledge that begets wisdom, which in turn leads to greatness. Greatness is what paves the road to world peace and stability, and its flourishing. A blooming world free from poverty and ineffective leaders. A healthy and great world, worthy of all the future generations to whom it belongs the most.